going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, we're back on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz on a beautiful May afternoon. Ike, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Brother Spike. Happy Wednesday to you. 7 out of 9 for the Fightins. Looking pretty good. Jackie Baseball. Don't get too excited in there.
Never
Long
would.
Long way to go, brother.
Don't even smile. Yeah.
Way to go. Holla at your boy.
I tell you what.
Yep.
I think May is the most underrated month of the year.
May?
Yeah, May doesn't get talked about like it should. It's actually an elite month. It's not too hot yet.
Yep. The rain's over.
But you get a nice spring rain. I'm in on a spring rain.
Yeah, just not the April rain.
Sure, April rain stinks. Still a little cold.
Yep. Yeah.
May rain, a little bit warmer. Not really humid yet. No skeeters out there.
And June, I start thinking about summer being over already.
Mosquitoes.
In June.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. Mosquitoes. I didn't know what the hell skeeters were.
So I'm just saying, I think May gets slept on
it's a good month.
Never thought as May is, other than the fact that Memorial Day is at the end of the month.
Right.
That's like the beginning of the summer. I never really thought of May.
What's the best month?
Month in a year.
215.
October's the best month of the year.
Nah, my wife says that. I disagree.
Yeah, October's
the best month of the year. Though we did get married in October.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
It's a big show, as it always is, on a Wednesday. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock.
L.A.
Flyers in 50 will puck it up with Birds as we talk about the Flyers getting screwed in the lottery.
Yep, but they died so the Sixers could fly on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to get one.
Yeah,
buddy.
We'll sacrifice the Flyers. You kidding me?
Yep. Now, Elliot Shore Parks joins us for a very special Wednesday appearance at 4 o'clock as he has to have his little come-to-Jesus moment about being wrong about Dallas Goedert this entire time as Dallas Goedert is going to stay with the Eagles. The new Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings are at 4:30, but we start off with shame on you, Ike Reese. Shame on you, Jack Fritz. Shame on you, the listener right now, the community member of the WIP Afternoon Show, as everyone was too hard on the Phillies this entire time. I take you back 1 year ago.
Are you taking a victory lap?
I'm taking a little bit of a victory lap. I am.
For what?
Because I was the reasonable one about the Phillies this entire time. I'm never the reasonable one. I was the reasonable one this time. And for a bunch of people that all told me last year how long the season is and not to get up too high or too low, and we were ready to throw this team in the trash because they were 3 games over .500. And all everyone said this offseason is that it doesn't matter if we get off to a hot start. Doesn't matter. And everybody just melting down. The bullpen melting down. Aaron Nola melting down. Trey Turner can't hit. Melting down. Wah, wah, wah. And here we are. We're 2 games out of first place, the Phillies are. They're 20-15. They've won 7-9. And it looks like they're going to be all right. And it looks like they're going to be maybe a bullpen arm, maybe a platoon guy away from being right in this conversation for the World Series again after the trade deadline. So
I think, Jack, you should apologize. You were like, they just don't have it. Ike, you should apologize. Everybody should just say, I'm sorry for being too hard on the Phillies so far.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. Not there yet. But I can appreciate the optimism. And I can appreciate the positive vibes coming from you. It's not like you. But, hey, listen. It's what we're doing in 2025.
Yes.
You know, we're growing.
Changing things up.
We're growing. So, listen, I feel you there. I feel you there. A little bit too early for a victory lap.
I don't think so.
A little bit too early. A little bit too early. They're on a nice little run right now. They're coming off a good homestand. We'll see what they do on this road trip. They got the first one down there in a sandbox at the spring training game. At the
That is ridiculous, by the way.
Yes.
Looks like a Little League field.
Yes.
It's the same
over in every game
as your nonsense Yankee Stadium.
Well, that stadium's ridiculous too, but at least it's big and ridiculous. But the dimensions of the stadium are ridiculous at Yankee Stadium too.
So my only thing is that it's still a little early. The way we're sitting right now, I'm going to need to see this a little while longer. I'm going to need to see this a little while longer. It's a great job by Bomer. Finally off the schneid, so we'll get into that at some point today.
Well, yeah, we will. We will. We'll get into it.
I'm sure we will. It was only a home run. Moment last night.
Only a home run in seven parks.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But it got there.
Yeah.
It got there. And listen.
But they're showing fight. Even when they lose, they're showing fight. Like this thing that we thought they were dead, even Sunday's game where they're down 7-1. They didn't win the game, but they showed fight. The team looks alive. They look like the Phillies again. That's what I'm saying. They feel like the Phillies again. Yes, they do.
Nah, they feel like a team that's winning games because you're going to win games in baseball. They don't feel like a title contending team.
A week ago, you were upset that their run differential was 1.
Yes.
It's 12 now after a week. Now, I'm just saying.
Good.
I'm just saying everything's
heading in the right direction.
Yes. And like the fast start that didn't do us any favors last year, here we are. We're just warming up. The guys, it's a veteran team that takes a while to warm up. Guys in their 30s, they're not overextending themselves. You know, we haven't even had Ranger this year. It's like things are going to be fine. Ranger will end up in the bullpen. Things are going to be all right.
Yeah, but
they're
going to
be fine.
You know what? You say that, but it doesn't feel that way.
It does to me.
Well, I think you're in the minority. Matter of fact, I know you're in the minority with this.
215-592-9494. You were too hard on the Phillies. I'm not even asking the question if you were too hard. I'm saying you were too hard on the Phillies. I just want you to admit it. That's all. Jack, I would like you to admit it.
No, because listen, they're never a bad team.
But like, you were done.
No, I think, well, the offense, I'm still.
You were done.
No, that's not true. You're not going to paint me into that corner.
Go find the audio.
Not with my team. You can do it with whatever Eagles, don't care. Not with my team.
You were out.
I wasn't out.
You said they didn't have it.
I said offensively they don't have it.
Well, that's half.
You think this is a World Series team?
Sure.
There's no way in hell you believe this is a World Series.
What am I supposed to apologize for?
This is a World Series.
It's a World Series. They are as good as any team that isn't the Dodgers.
There's no way you believe this is a World Series.
They are. The Yankees are sitting at 20-17 or whatever.
The Yankees stink, mostly. They're
better than they've more talent than the Mets.
Here's the thing. When you say they are as good as anyone who's not the Dodgers, well, okay. Well, let's hope we don't meet the Dodgers in the first round of the playoffs.
Well,
I'm just saying that means our playoff run is over with before it ever gets started.
Maybe they're
gonna beat the Dodgers in a series.
Well, they could. They have the starting pitching to beat the Dodgers in the series. I'm just saying it's baseball. That's the only thing.
That's the case, then. Let's say that for every sport.
Everybody
has a chance to win because it's football or it's baseball or it's basketball.
I am saying my original proposition with this team is they are as good as any team in baseball, not the Dodgers. The Dodgers are what the Dodgers are.
But here's the problem with that argument.
Yeah.
Is that the other teams aren't as good as the Dodgers either. You're not a real World Series team unless you really believe we can beat the Dodgers.
I think we can beat the Dodgers.
You just said the Dodgers.
I'm saying they're not as good as they don't have as much talent as the Dodgers, but they can certainly beat the Dodgers in a series.
Anything can happen, but you wouldn't bet your life on it.
I wouldn't bet my life on any.
My point is you wouldn't bet on the Phillies beating the Dodgers. You would bet that the Dodgers would beat the Phillies.
Well, if I
Yes, it's okay to say.
They're the most talented team in maybe 25 years.
So my point in saying this is that just because we're as good as the Mets or the Braves or the Cubs, we're all getting waxed. It doesn't matter.
Oh, see, I don't agree with that.
The matchup. It's a matter of the matchup that you get. And we got the Mets in the first round last year. We won more games. We still went home. And I mean, not only did we go home, I mean, we went home with our tail tucked between our legs.
Yes, and that was a team that wasn't as good. So my point being, I'll worry about the Dodgers when we're facing the Dodgers in the playoffs.
You think this team is better than last year's team?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, but they're not as good as the way they started last year, but they're better than the way they finished last year. That's what I would say.
I'm just saying, do you think overall talent-wise, this team is better than the 95-win team?
Talent-wise, yes. That
we've all said is the best team of the team that's been in this latest run.
Talent-wise, yes.
The most wins. This team has more talent.
Yes. Well, they have Lizardo. They didn't have Lizardo last year.
You give me one pitcher. Watch McCullers.
All the other players are the same.
Well,
Stott's better than he was last year. Trey is better than he was last year.
Pitching-wise, we're not as good as we were at this time last year.
Not as hot, but the players
are
as good.
And in the second half, the pitching wasn't as good as it was in the first half. Right?
Sure, I would agree with that.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
And other than adding Lizardo, who is a 5-6-inning pitcher.
Well, has not been this year. Hasn't been a five or six inning pitcher this year. No, he's been 6+ this year.
It's been 5-6 innings. I got no problem with Lizardo. I got no problem with him. My only point is that that's one pitcher.
Yeah, he's one pitcher.
And we had a pretty good pitching staff last year and still went home.
I'm saying you asked if they're better than last year. I think they're better than last year. I do think they're better than last year. All right. 215-592-9494.
Bowman's not as good as he was last year.
Well, that's on you.
But you're getting... it's not on me. It's not on me.
But he got Stott back.
Stott's better than he was last year.
You have some give and take. Trey's heating back up.
Yeah, Cassie.
JT's what?
I said Trey's heating back up.
Okay, Trey.
Yeah, JT.
Hold on. Not Trey, the player that everybody complains about.
Yeah.
Do nothing but complain. Don't give me the Trey Turner stuff now, like, because you want to make a point. Do nothing but complain about the guy as if he's a bum. We want him moved out of his position. Don't give me praise for Trey Turner today. We're giving praise to Trey Turner today.
He's been a good hitter.
He's been the same Trey Turner. He does nothing but get ripped here.
He's a horrible shortstop.
Everybody around here is down on Trey Turner, man. They want to trade the guy. Nobody's singing the praise of Trey Turner around here like they should be.
A guy who
hit 300.
All I'm saying is everyone was too hard on him. And everyone owes an apology.
No, we're not. Forget about the apology. Yeah. Give me a break. You want to apologize for being wrong about the Eagles all year long.
You want to apologize about the Phillies for a good baseball? Yes.
2 weeks ago, we weren't feeling this way.
Well, I said it would be fine a week ago. I think people overreacted. That's all. I thought everybody reacted.
So you didn't have any concerns
a week ago. Of course I had concerns.
Okay, then so don't act like you said in the face of adversity and when they were struggling and you still felt confident. I still thought they would be fine.
Confident. I did.
All right. I just want to give you a little pushback. Right. We got a four hour show today.
All right, yeah. We do have a next question today. You call about your sports point. I'll ask you next question, Aaron, and then we will get to this point. Sony was founded today, the enormous electronics company.
Something tells me I have to worry about Aaron the rest of the week.
Yeah. For next question today, give us your all-time favorite piece of electronics. So it doesn't have to be current. It could be something when you were 10 years old. It could be something, 20 years ago. It could be something now. All-time favorite piece of electronics. Jack, what is yours?
Now, this is for all the, I would say, 33 to 25-year-olds out there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's some Pokemon thing?
Sort of, yeah. Game Boy Color. You kidding me?
Oh, okay.
Game Boy Color.
Game Boy was
big. I remember Game Boy. I don't know. Is that color? Is that
the... Well, Game Boy Color was the most advanced one.
Okay.
The last, I guess, evolution
of the
Game Boy.
The original,
I remember Game Boys.
Tetris came with Tetris.
I'm sure you had the first one ever made, right?
Yes, it was gold-plated. It was actually funny. Mr. Nintendo delivered it directly to my house. Ike, favorite all-time piece of electronics?
I'll keep it simple.
Yep.
I got to go with the PlayStation.
OG PlayStation?
Yeah, know what? I'm going with the... I can't think of the model. But it's not the PS5.
Okay.
Not the PS2. Maybe the 3 or the 4? Is that the white console?
I think so. Remember.
Right? Is that the white one with the
Is that the PS2?
That's the PS2?
No, PS2 was definitely black.
Right.
And
PS2 was black.
Maybe it's the next evolution was the, or I thought the first one, PlayStation, was silver.
So PlayStation 2 was in the delegation. PlayStation 3 was exciting whites.
I think it's PS3.
Okay.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of because I actually still have it.
I'm going to go way back and I'm going to say dual tape deck boombox was my favorite piece of electronics of all time.
Dual tape decks?
Yeah, two tape decks. You could tape one tape onto the other one.
Yeah.
Two big speakers.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you had a good one, you could take the two speakers off and put them back on. Boombox. Boombox, favorite piece of electronics of all time. All right, 215-592-9494. Were you too hard on the Phillies? And next question today, as today is the day Sony was founded, your all-time favorite piece of electronics. Chris in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for getting me on. Hope you guys are enjoying this beautiful weather we're having today.
Well, we're inside now.
Well, coming into the show.
Yes, it was beautiful.
You guys got time.
Yes.
My favorite all-time electronic
Nope. Second. That's going to be second. Phillies first, electronic second. We're going to start this off the right way. No offense, Chris. Yeah.
So I don't believe we can be too hard on the Phillies, because if I'm not wrong, these gentlemen are making millions on millions on millions of dollars to go and play a game that many of us would dream of playing at the level they play, while blue-collar Philadelphia workers are getting
good,
to work every day, working their rear ends off.
That's right.
Especially
us here on the radio.
Yeah.
Blue-collar.
So, it's just, why are we expected to hold them at less of a high just because, oh, well, they're playing better? No, you guys make millions. I'm going to hold you at a high standard.
Well, they all make millions, and they all don't win. So like, they're just, God bless you, and but like, there needs to be some context here. All the players make millions. So, like, it's all relative, right? I mean either you're, let me ask you this. They make millions, right? Let's say they were undefeated at this point. Let's say the Phillies were 35-0 and everybody was ranting and raving and mad. Would they be too hard on the Phillies?
No, because that's your opinion.
All
if
right.
you want to rant and rave over 35-0 because everyone has terrible batting averages, even though we're undefeated, that's your opinion. That's fine.
Right.
And there's always something on a sports team to critique. There always is.
Well, that is for sure. I can attend. I can attest to that. Yep.
I mean, look, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and we had people talking about, oh, this little thing and that little thing, like a week after we won the Super Bowl.
So hell, 2 days.
There's always going to be something that we are going to come at, especially in Philadelphia. New York, probably not. Dallas, they don't really care. And Washington, whatever. They could, I don't care.
Should have let you start with
we
next question.
We are hard on our athletes. We are.
Chris, okay, next question. What is your all-time favorite piece of electronics?
I'm going to go with the Wii.
Wii's a little overrated.
Wii.
I was too old for the Wii.
Never
I missed the Wii.
Wii guy.
Yeah, I feel like if you were an adult that was into a Wii, it was because you had a kid who had a Wii
right.
or something.
Sure.
It was the Wii is the thing that you move around, right?
Yeah,
it's like
with
the tennis thing. Yeah,
overrated.
Yeah, I was never into the Wii.
Didn't live up to the hype.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And do people does Wii can you still buy a Wii?
I think maybe.
Really?
Now I was playing like the original Wii, so maybe it got better with time.
Yeah,
but like.
Now we're talking what, early 2000s?
Like 2006, I
would
say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never a Wii guy.
Were you a Dance Dance Revolution guy?
No.
Oh, nah. Now what is that? Is that the
That's where you had the mat.
The mat there.
And you would do the dances with your feet. We were supposed to go on a thing.
I did all that.
That
yeah.
was a thing for
yeah,
a minute.
I had that.
They even had the arcade version of Dance Dance Revolution.
My kids were young at that time,
yes.
So yeah, I did a lot. I did a lot of those games.
That was a big one. Dance Dance Revolution was a big one. All right, 215-592-9494.
By the way,
what?
That I can't stand the.
Well, they make millions.
That
of
kind
dollars.
Of call. Like, well, of course they make millions of dollars.
Yeah,
what do you? Then you're never too hard on them unless like, what's the criteria where you can't be too hard on them? Then.
Well, that's why I asked him if they were 35-0. Though he did, his point was fair that we can always find something, and that's absolutely true.
Well, of course,
but the fact that they make millions of dollars, like they're still
blue collar Philadelphians.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right though. It's true though.
He's so blue collar. In the middle of the day, he's sitting on hold to talk to the sports radio host.
You don't know what his job was.
Well, Well, that's what I'm saying.
Are we blue collar or are we white collar?
No, we're not blue collar.
Yeah,
sorry.
Our shirts don't even have collars on them.
Yeah, we're t-shirts, man.
Yeah.
And shorts, man.
Except for tomorrow, well, you shouldn't be wearing.
Why can I wear shorts, but I can't wear shorts?
He's grandfathered in. That's a good point.
We've won two Super Bowls. We've been to three.
215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Andy.
What up, Andy?
I'm here to be Jack's champion today. First of all, I'm a May's man, Jack. I love May. I think
May is good month.
It's underrated.
Yeah, underrated.
I was thinking about this morning, the camera was talking about this competition. Why shouldn't it just be even up? He should have to pitch to Jack as well. He's always...
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I don't think it'll work.
Jack will be impressed with any of that.
I'm not going to be impressed with hitting. You know, I mean, yeah. I'll probably be all right. I think the real competition, though, is
well, you should be able to hit Joe.
Are you afraid you won't be able to hit him?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a hitter.
Oh, wow.
I'm a PO. Everyone knows that.
You're not a hitter.
Well, I did hit 353 my freshman year, and then Jill came into my life and ruined my offensive prowess. But
here's the thing, Andy. Truthfully, if they're both pitching to each other, all we're going to see is them walking each other. No,
I'm not going to walk him that much.
Well, it's the truth. Jack, I want you to win this.
Throw strikes, man.
My advice to Joe DeCamera would be don't swing at one pitch.
Yeah, take until you get 2 strikes.
Yeah.
Walk as good as a hit.
What an athlete he is.
What's that?
Showing off his athletic prowess by not swinging.
Well, look, that's what I want the Phillies. I screamed and yelled at the Phillies to take walks last year. So
best K to walk ratio in baseball right now, Spike.
The Phillies do.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
215.
Yeah, you shouldn't have given up on him, Jack.
Never do.
Yep. All right, Andy. Go ahead.
So, So I don't think we've been too hard on them. I mean, nobody's been crushing them. I mean, it's just they haven't been doing well. I don't know, man.
I mean, people have been crushing them. You know what it is?
Disappointing.
You know what it is? You know what it is, Andy? Here's what I would say for context. I think people can crush them when they're not playing well. But what people were doing was making it a statement about how they were going to play. I think when they were playing poorly, you can say they're playing poorly. Like, I would say there was a solid week in there where there were two dumb mental errors a game. Absolutely worth criticizing. Where I'm saying it's too hard is I feel like everybody was giving up. I just feel like everybody was out. And I think they're good enough for everyone to be frustrated when they're not playing good enough and angry when they're not playing good enough, but not sort of like out on the fact that they can be good enough.
Where do you think you live?
Yeah, it's a good point.
This is what we do.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah, yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, I said the Eagles weren't good enough all the way up into the Super Bowl, so.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
When you get frustrated and you're immediately, well, we're out. You know, we've got one toe in lost, right?
So. Yeah, I just.
Anyway.
Give us next question. Give us your favorite piece of electronics all time.
You remember the little Mattel football game with the little dots on it?
Oh, come on. All time game.
You talking about electronic football?
Yeah, the tan little.
The green game.
Oh, so good.
I almost said that one.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great item to have.
Yeah, so can you imagine somebody Jack's age or younger looking at what that game was, which was essentially a handheld game with, 20 little red dots on it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm playing football. I mean, these people now, kids now,
they have no idea.
They grew up looking at original PlayStation. They would go, graphics suck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
the graphics were horrible. Have you seen the new teaser or whatever for Grand Theft Auto 6?
No.
It looks like real people. I mean, just the original Grand Theft Auto was at least like a video game. This looks like just AI.
Well, those other games, the shooting games have taken over.
Oh, yeah.
Those games. Like, they've sort of taken over. I don't know this by number of sales, but it feels like they're more popular than any of the sports games.
Oh, sure. The shooters?
Like, Madden used to be popular. NBA Live. Like, that stuff is not as popular as it once was 10 years ago.
Wait, not only do we have the little handheld electronic football, can you imagine showing a kid today the football game that you would turn on and would just vibrate?
Oh, yeah.
And
you
would just watch the players go.
Yeah. That's another one I almost named. Yeah. Yes, sir. It'd be hard to explain how this works. Yeah.
You just turn it on and let it go.
You
and
needed to use your imagination.
Yeah, there was a lot of imagination. So coming up next, we will talk about the Eagles' move today, restructuring Dallas Goedert's contract.
Yeah.
And Cowboys make a pretty significant move.
Yeah.
Pretty significant.
Cowboy Jim, man.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Stewart is
shattered.
Stewart is Jim. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Not long ago, before I've been this fight, sir, everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why.
We should have played this for Nick.
We should have.
Yeah.
Who was back at the studio?
Oh, Buzz. That's right. It was 4 o'clock, so we have our usual song at 4.
Yeah, but
we should change it for this.
Yeah, Nick.
Now, the problem was we were off the air for 3.5 minutes, and Fran didn't know.
Oh, yeah, so it wouldn't have worked anyway.
Well, it could have worked, because we were just playing.
Could play the whole song.
Yeah.
Could just play the whole song.
Thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life what she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Has the city been too hard on the Phillies to start this year? Is the Twitter poll question, Ike. What do we think? I think the answer is yes.
Well,
but what do you think? The answer is yes.
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
And I would say 73%.
Say no. 62% say no.
Wow.
38% say yes.
Oh, so then.
Maybe swinging people back here a little
maybe,
bit.
Maybe, yeah.
Having a little fun this summer.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
None of us like to be told that we were too hard on the team.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so.
I don't like to be
told. In blue-collar city like this,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, they're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even go down that road. I'm just saying, for a team that was playing uninspired baseball for a little while there. You know, sometimes it's us and the harsh criticism that gets these guys going.
Wakes them up a little bit. I think it did with Bryce, by the way. Yeah.
Yes.
I think when I'm saying too hard, I think I don't have any problem with hard in the moment on what is happening at that moment.
Ooh, boy.
But to me, stop it, Jack. Well, to me, when people like Jack were giving up on the Phillies for the year after they started, they just don't have it. Well, you just kept saying they don't have it.
I'm not going to let you do this.
I heard you say it. I heard you say it over and over. Yeah, what's that?
I got books to sell.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Andrew in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey.
What's up, Andrew?
What's up, guys? I just cut Elliot's lawn. I got permission from him to call in and say what's up. So
wait a minute, hold up, time out.
Yeah. Elliot has a lawn.
Elliot That's lives in the question. City.
I thought he lived in the city.
Yeah,
yeah. It was only 8 foot by 8 foot, maybe 10 foot by 10 foot.
Dude, he could cut that with scissors. What is he paying people? I mean, I'm glad you have the job for sure, but. Yeah. Get every penny, because obviously he has no way to do it aside from this.
You see, they grow fast, and he was working the whole time, so gotta give
him
credit.
Working on what? I think.
Yeah, what was he doing? Tweeting?
Yeah, getting a fake Goddard scoop?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, come on, man.
But didn't you say that it was so overrun, it was like tough to walk through?
Yeah. They were, it was like a little bit more weeds than grass, because they were really high. It hadn't been cut yet this year.
Wow.
It's an 8x8
This guy,
lawn.
He's got to call a natural lawn.
Like 10x10. I don't want to shortchange his lawn.
Well, no. I mean, any lawn at all, if you live in the city, is a good lawn to have. It's just that what I'm imagining is Elliot has one of these lawns like I see on TikTok where the guy shows up and cleans up the lawn for free because it's so overgrown on the sidewalk and all. I just can't believe Elliot doesn't even. Is he at least going to employ you regularly to cut the lawn?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. We're going to talk about it, so maybe.
Yeah. Well, you tell him not to cheap out, this guy. All right. All right, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Hi, Drew.
See you, man. Just cut Elliot's lawn. Elliot's got a tiny little city lawn.
Yeah, I'm like, doesn't he live in a city?
Well, I guess if
I'm... How do you let it get high, too? I mean...
Well, the thing, if I'm going to defend Elliot, if he lives in the city, he's probably got nowhere to put a lawnmower. I'm just saying, okay. if I had a lawn that small, I would certainly cut the lawn myself.
Get out there with some scissors.
Yeah, come on out.
Some scissors.
Graze a little bit. Eat it. So the Eagles, as reported by the newspaper reporter today and predicted by the WIP afternoon show for at least 6 weeks, restructured Dallas Goedert's contract today. So Dallas Goedert will be a Philadelphia Eagle, Ike. His base salary is going from $14 million to $10 million this year. And he has, I guess, incentives that could get him another $1 or $2 million in there. So, you know, it seems like that's a pretty good outcome for Goddard. We kept hearing
a damn good outcome.
We kept hearing Elliot when he was saying that he was talking about $4 or $5 million, something like that. It was a cash issue. It seems like it wasn't that big a cash issue, you know?
Yeah, well, and the Eagles kind of realized they're in a little bit of a tough predicament as well as resources have sort as far as being able to acquire
to replace
talent
him.
To replace Dallas Goedert. Those resources have dried up as well.
Yep.
But the Eagles, once the draft sort of went by, and obviously Goddard's market for a team wanting to swoop in and trade for him and then give him a new deal, that sort of dried up as well. So it's a marriage that we get to see stay together a little while longer.
Which I'm glad.
Yes. I think from a fan's perspective, we should all be happy. Like, we win in this.
Sure.
Because there was no reason to get rid of Dallas Goedert.
No.
He's perfectly fine.
There's no one to spend money on anymore anyway.
Exactly. We didn't replace him with anybody. I told you, if we had gotten Mason Taylor, okay, I'd have been like, all right, it's great. Goddard helped us win a Super Bowl. Well, we got the next tight end here.
Yeah.
The same way we did with Zach Ertz. So I would have understood that. But once we didn't get a guy in the draft, it really became more evident to me, like, man, what are we doing? And so I'm actually happy from a player's perspective for Dallas Goedert that this is a number that he feels comfortable with. Right,
he doesn't have to walk away with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, I'm not playing for $3 or $4 million this year, right? You know, so there's a little bit of respect and appreciation there for what he's done. He's not getting a new deal, but hey, who knows what can happen for him? I tell you this: when you see George Kittle at 32 years old, get the contract that he had.
$72 million.
Dallas Goedert, you just really need to be in the right situation. Because the idea that you're too old to get paid, that clearly isn't true.
Yeah, I feel like, do you think in other cities they think about Dallas Goedert in that, like, he just doesn't, my gut is he's just not even close to that class.
Well, he was.
He was, right.
He was right. When he was being used more, his problem is he's in the offense where there's too much talent.
Yes.
Around him. Like, at least George Kittle can be featured in that offense from a passing standpoint. Like, Goddard needs to get to a situation where he's in an offense where he's going to get volume catches.
Well, he made huge plays last year.
Yes.
You know, it seems like every one of his catches was a big one last year.
It's about staying healthy.
I just think, like, so much of this story about them trading him was a ruse. I just think it was they wanted to get paid. The Eagles didn't want to pay him. Eagles wanted to take a pay cut. They said,
"Yeah, but he didn't take that big of a pay cut."
That's what I'm saying. But they were in. I guess my point is they were in a situation, and I think Dallas Goedert's agent probably played this the right way, where I don't think anybody was going to trade anything for him. And if they cut him, they save money, but they don't save any cap. Like even if they had cut him after June 1st, the cap number was $11 million. Mm-hmm. So if the cap number is going to be $11 million anyway, it really just becomes a question, do you not want to give him the money because you don't have to give it to him? Or the question is, like, are you better with $11 million on the cap and not having Dallas Goedert? Or are you better having $11 million on the cap and having Dallas Goedert? And I think it just came to the decision, we're better off having Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
And to your point, maybe if they had, but even if they had drafted somebody, I don't know what the, maybe you just cut him at that point? I mean, because if nobody wants to trade for him, nobody wants to trade for him.
Well, the idea is that he could be disgruntled because he's not getting a new deal.
Right.
So you want him to be here and be happy.
Be happy, yep.
I think with this situation, he can at least look at it and say, well, there's a middle ground, right? I'm not getting exactly what I want, but making $11 million this year potentially isn't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yes, it isn't the worst thing in the world.
Well, and I also think he was in I think to a certain extent, Eagles sort of doing the right thing at this point in that there's no money left for him to get paid anywhere.
Right.
Is that like if he was going to get paid by anyone as a free agent, it would have been that first week of free agency. Mm-hmm. There's no cap money anywhere for him now anyway. So this works best because, as you said, at the end of the day, us as Eagles fans, the Eagles are better with Dallas Goedert on the Eagles than not on the Eagles.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Ike tells you about the Surfside Invitational.
That's right. Golf season is back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that means I've got to get my swing ready for the Surfside Invitational, which is next week, May 13th, at Ramblewood Country Club. Now, there's no better drink to enjoy on the golf course than Surfside iced teas and lemonades, plus vodka. Now, it's light, refreshing, and it's made with real premium vodka and real brewed tea. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. Cheers to hitting the fairways, and cheers to Surfside, the official canned cocktail of Philly sports. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
So the Surfside Invitational is the day after the lottery.
Got a lot going on next week.
So that day we're either going to be feeling really good, and I know Clem from Surfside, big Sixers guy, Ricky guy, long time. We're either going to be feeling really good about what happened the night before or horrible. One of the two. It's going to be, because I think I would love to get the first pick. As long as we keep it, I'm happy.
We definitely have to keep it. That's it. Worst case scenario, we need to have.
We need to keep it.
No, for the sake of the franchise, you need one. I don't get, like, I'm just saying, you can knock yourself out. Bailey and, you know, all the Rutgers kids.
Dylan Harper. Dylan Harper apparently is pretty good.
I want to keep calling him Ron Harper.
Me too?
Yes.
I keep calling him Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
That's a big week, though. We got the lottery party Monday.
Yep.
Surfside Tuesday.
Yeah.
Schedule release Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wins and losses, baby.
Dude, our shows, not to pull back the curtain, our shows are booked for next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I know what we're doing Monday. I know what we're doing Tuesday. I know what we're doing Wednesday.
Guess what?
What?
You call that a little kick your feet up?
Yes.
Kind of week,
yes.
Yeah. Doing nothing.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Joe. So
I wanted to first ask one question.
Yes.
Is Elliott going to lose points for Insider of the Year because he said he was going to, that Dallas Goedert was going to be traded?
Yes, he also said that there was a cash issue. They didn't want to give him the money. He also said he would have to be like $5 million. I guess the answer to that is you'll find out. Eagles Insider of the Year rankings come out at 4:30. He would tell you he should get credit because yesterday he said it was likely that he would be on the Eagles. But he's ignoring the six previous weeks when he said he was definitely going to get traded.
So he actually scoffed at the idea when we would say, hey, I think he's probably going to come back. He's like, trust me.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Yeah, so we'll have to.
Nice scoop.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I say he gets voted off and he has to work.
Whoa, wow. Out of the rankings completely.
Wow.
All right, we'll take that under consideration, Joe.
All right. So I want to say, I think we're being fair with the Phillies right now, and they deserve all the criticism they get. They batted .257 last year, and they're batting .252 right now. It's the same offense, and their pitching is worse.
Well, so, I don't think it's the same offense. It doesn't feel like the same offense when I watch them. I mean, we begged them.
Well, yeah, one could argue last year's offense was better.
At this point.
Yeah.
At this point. Now, the second half of the year, the offense was painful. I think here's what I would take you back, Joe, to the offseason, where we all, to a man, said the chase has to stop. They have to be better working counts. They have to take singles when they're given to them. They have to take walks when they're given to them.
Use the whole field.
And they've done it.
Three opposite field home runs last night?
Yeah, I mean, they've done it. So the production hasn't been as good. You know, a lot of the production issue at this point is, I would put it the feet of two players. I mean, it's Harper and Bohm.
Oh, yep.
I mean, those are the two guys who haven't produced like they did last year. I mean, Stott has been better than last year.
But you can swap Bohm with Cassidy.
Yes.
Because Cassidy wasn't doing anything in the first half.
If
you swap the players.
Yes, it ends up being similar.
Almost equal, yeah.
Now, I think we would all feel pretty confident about Bryce eventually being pretty productive.
Yeah.
Bohm, while he's not going to be as productive as last year, he certainly seems to be evening out where he'll end up as a .250 or so hitter.
.275 plus.
There's no way he's at a .275.
Oh, he'll be at .275 by the time the year's over.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's going to have to hit 300
Read
the rest of the year.
The back of the baseball card.
He's probably only hit 300 one time in his whole career.
I didn't say he had to hit
275.
I'm saying 275. Right. He'll get back to 275.
I just think, Joe, they've tried to change something big about the team. It takes a little while for them to figure that out. And I think, I just feel like over the last week, the energy. Now, this goes to the conversation. We'll talk to Larry Anderson about this at 3. What comes first? Like the energy or the wins. And, you know, everybody has said, well, they're lacking energy, but they've also not been playing well, too. And the energy feels like it's there for the Phillies over the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, Harper and Bohm have to step up more just for the sake of this offense because, I mean, Cassidy and Schwarber are both going to struggle eventually this year.
Yeah, I mean,
it's baseball.
If we get hot Cassidy up until June, and then we get June Schwarber, is he going to hit 50 home runs? He's on pace for 56,
54, I think.
If we stay in this ballpark for another week.
Yes. We need more games in what stadium is it?
Steinbrenner Field.
Joe, next question today. Sony was founded. Give us your all-time favorite piece of electronics.
I would say Tiger Electronics from 1991. It was a football game. If you look it up, it was very vintage. Jack wouldn't know anything about that.
Tiger Electronics.
I'll look at that. Wasn't the one with the red dots? Because red dots was 80s.
Different.
Yeah. Okay, Tiger Electronics. I have to look it up. Thank you for the call, Joe. So another NFC East thing that happened over the last day is the Cowboys trade a third-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers for wide receiver George Pickens, which is a need for them as a number two wide receiver. The Cowboys needed somebody. They said they're not going.
Something.
He's not going. They're not going to give him a contract. He'll be a free agent after this year. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that ought to work out well.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't wait until they have to pay him three times more than they wanted to pay him.
Right. Where he goes out there and have a great year, and then now they're stuck with it. Basically, they can't pay him because they got to pay Michael Parsons.
Right.
And then you let George Pickens leave after he probably has about 1,200 or 1,300 yards receiving this
year. Right, yeah. I mean, it's so hard to even say the Cowboys. Now, we traded a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson.
Mm-hmm.
So getting George Pickens, they certainly got a better player for the third round.
Player, yeah.
Now we got a better contract situation, and that we had Dotson, but they certainly got a better player. Look, mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it with the Cowboys. I find it hard to believe they could have a year that feels as bad as this year was. You know, as long as Dak is back, they'll probably be normal Cowboys, 11-win team, something like that.
If that,
you think.
I don't like the coach. They just got a lot going on in Dallas. And, I mean, we've seen Dallas with dual receivers when they had, was it Dez and Amari Cooper they had?
Yeah, they had Dez and Amari Cooper at one point.
Or was it Amari Cooper and somebody else?
No, I think it was Dez and Amari Cooper.
Right, because they traded for Amari Cooper when they had a receiver already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he wasn't there with CeeDee, right?
Huh?
He wasn't there with CeeDee.
I think then they went and eventually drafted CeeDee afterwards. When Dez was pretty much done, had CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
And you had Brandon Cooks there.
Right.
A little bit.
Yep.
And Zeke was much better 3 or 4 years ago when they had him. So Dak has had talent around him.
Mm-hmm. He's put up numbers. They've won games. Yeah.
The division is much harder now.
Yes.
The Commanders are good. The Eagles are there.
The Giants won't be a pushover.
The Giants won't be an easy win for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Giants are going to be, they're going to be, the Giants, I think, at their peak this year, are annoying. They become a team, and you're like, oh man, this used to be a team that sucked. Mm-hmm. Their defensive front is, from a talent standpoint, is the best in the division for sure. And then they have stability at least at quarterback. So you have Russell Wilson at least, who is who will not be a disaster in there. They've got a young running back in there. They've got a number one wide receiver. Like if the Daboll thing, me and Ken from Cinnaminson, Brian Daboll's got to win 9 games this year.
Like still holding on to that?
I still think he's a good coach. Yeah.
Well, we didn't say he wasn't a good coach. We just said he wasn't better than this coach.
I don't know that.
Should have asked him about that on Monday.
Are you a better coach than Brian Daboll?
Yeah.
I should have said that. That's I got awesome. A lot of requests for a lot of respect for Coach Daboll. You know. Could you imagine how stunned he would have been?
Hey, I'm like, what?
Nick Sirianni calls in for BG Day with all his BG stories, and I'm like, can you settle a debate here? What if Brian Daboll was a coach of this team?
You were the coach of the Giants.
Yeah. You know, how would that have worked out? 215-592-9494. Tony and Langhorne, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, beautiful day. Start me off by hooking me up with some of that Ike juice.
Oh, I like drinking that Ike juice.
You know why? Because Ike, we are riding the Bomer again. He is back.
He's back.
Well, Bomer's back. Okay.
Hey, listen, 295.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yep.
First home run all season. Look, before I get into my Phillies point, you guys got to do something about Herb, man. He's calling the midday show now. He's trying to hook Hugh Douglas up with some girl in New York.
Herb, I love Herb. That's one thing. Herb's a bit of a whore on the call thing. He calls a midday show every day now.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what's going on with him when he calls you guys again.
Yeah.
In regards to the Phillies, look, man, it's a long season. Is there concern? Sure. The bullpen, it's been better lately. It's a concern. Bryce Harper, it's a concern. But listen, things will even out. And Jack, I know you're monitoring Lehigh Valley. Koi Ueyogi, Nick Abel. You know, they got some arms they can call up when they need to.
Otto Kemp.
Otto Kemp starting in left field tonight.
Gabriel Rincon. That's the most talented Lehigh Valley team I've ever seen.
Been trying to tell everyone here for months. It's the deepest Iron Pigs team we've ever seen.
Well, Tony, what's happened is Jack has believed in the Iron Pigs team and does not believe in the current Phillies.
They're 23-10.
As he's given up on the Phillies several times this year.
Keep saying it. Yep. Keep dumping it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you take a look at the midseason prospects review when Baseball America brings them out, and I think the Phillies are going to be a top 10, top 15 organization, and that's going to be really good at the deadline when guys like Ryan Helsley might be available, because you're going to need a closer. And I think you're going to need some pieces. But, Spike, like you said, I think they're a platoon bat and a bullpen piece away from legitimately being an actual contender, because it's not about being the best team. It's about being the hottest team, because we were arguing about, are the Phillies a World Series team? Who the hell thought the Texas Rangers were a World Series team 2 years ago? Literally anything can happen. As long as you get hot at the right time, that's all that matters. And if Phillies start cold, then get hot at the end of the season.
Well, and as cold as they are, the Mets have had an incredibly hot start, and they're two games ahead of them. So now,
remember how the Mets started last year too. It took the OMG in the middle of the London series until they finally figured it
now,
out.
To be honest with you, the thing that I'm monitoring in the National League East is the Braves, because the Braves
can't wait to bet the Braves.
Well, I wish I had bet the Braves, because I think they're plus 300 to win the division. Acuna hasn't even played this year, and they've played better. You know, like they start off 0-6, 0-7, something.
0-8,
I think. 0-8, yeah.
Hey, listen though, we own them. We got their number in the playoffs, and that's what matters. And listen, the Rays, they haven't beat us in 3.5 years. So speaking of teams that got our number, so I think the Phillies are probably going to sweep this series, if you're asking me personally.
I would love
like
a sweep.
Yeah.
A sweep. Tony, next question today on the anniversary of Sony being founded. Give your all-time best piece of electronics.
Oh, man. Zelda Ocarina of Time, Mario 64, GoldenEye. I'm going Nintendo 64.
I was a Genesis guy.
Yeah.
I was a Genesis guy. No, wait, was Nintendo 64? No, see, now I'm trying to remember. Was it Genesis and Super NES at the same time and then Nintendo 64?
I think N64
you know
was
the wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was original Nintendo.
I remember Nintendo 64. And
yes.
I remember Sega Genesis.
Yes.
I don't know which one.
Yeah, what was first?
I know I didn't have Nintendo 64. I remember Sega Genesis because that was Madden and college football. That's why I had the Sega Genesis.
And NHL 93, which you probably played
that's
all
right.
the time.
NHL, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coming up next, we will see if LA. Then, no, I'm not going to ask LA if we're too hard on the Phillies, because he'll never call again. But we will talk to the birthday boy, Larry Anderson, next. Also, continue your calls. Are you ready to say you're too hard on the Phillies? 215-592-9494. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.